The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is one and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. It all seems so simple, at least until we get to the last line of the Gospel passage today, right? No one dared to ask him any more questions. No one dared to ask him any more questions because of the response that he gave. So what was it about that response? Because we have here in front of us something I think that we know. It's been bred into us. It's clear as day what we ought to be doing with our lives. Loving God, loving our neighbor. Right? Love God, love people. What else is there? What else is there? Not too much. But love God, love neighbor. Right? And that's our motto. That's the way we live. That's who we're called to be. People who love God and love our neighbor. And so, yeah, it makes perfect sense, this exchange. Until we get to the end. What is going on here? What is going on at the end that with this kind of response and the response of the scribe, what the scribe says, that no one dares to ask Jesus any more questions? It has to be what the scribe says here at the end. He said, "You're right, Jesus." Not that Jesus needs this guy to tell him he's right, you know, but "You're right, Jesus. Love God, loving neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." Jesus, if we are to, this is the scribe, Jesus, if we can achieve this, loving God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself, the temple is obsolete. Temple is no longer necessary. And in Jerusalem, the temple is the absolute center of the city. In fact, if you look at maps of that time period, the temple is the absolute center of the world. Why? Because the temple is where God and man come together, where heaven meets earth, and then where heaven infiltrates the earth and spreads to every corner of creation. That's what the temple was meant to be. But it wasn't. And that's why when Jesus enters Jerusalem, he cleanses the temple. Because the temple is not serving its proper function. Instead, it's being used and abused by all the power brokers of the day for their own agenda. And not for God and his agenda, which is that we would live out our original vocation, the vocation that mankind was given from the beginning. To love God, to praise and worship him, to sum up the praise of all creation and offer it to God and to reflect his love to the world. That was our original vocation. It was the vocation of all of Israel. And that's why Jesus goes back to the beginning to answer this question of what the first and greatest commandment is. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart." He's recovering in himself. Because this is the thing, right? This is good. This is great advice, not just for us, but for everybody out there. If you want happiness in your life, if you want to know purpose and have lasting peace, then you will love God with your whole heart and soul and strength. And you will love your neighbor as yourself. That's great advice. But the story of Israel shows us that it's just not possible. It's just not possible. Except in the one who has loved God with all his heart, soul, mind, and strength, and his neighbor as himself. And that is Christ Jesus. He did it. And so he made it possible for us to love to the end. That's what it looks like, to love to the end. To love beyond death, with a love that overcomes sin. To love to the end, to give ourselves entirely to God, for him, for his purposes, for his glory, holding nothing back. Giving him our whole heart and mind and soul and strength. And when we do, we find that we're made in that glorious exchange that is effected through and with and in the sacrifice of Jesus, the offering of Jesus. When we offer ourselves with him in prayer, in sacrament, when we come before God and ask him for what it is we need to live by his, live for him and for his purpose, that we have strength to love the people around us to the end, willing their good for their sake, holding nothing back for ourselves, being poured out like a libation, as Paul says, for them, for their sake, for their good. That's the good news, my friends. Jesus has done this. Jesus has loved to the end. He has loved us to the end. And we receive that love whenever we turn to him in prayer, whenever we come to his altar and offer ourselves to receive the fruit of that sacrifice and be transformed by his saving grace so that we might be a blessing to others. And it's there. It's only in the complete, total pouring out of ourselves for God and for our neighbor that we find our true selves. And that's the thing, when we look at this scripture, we're inclined to think, okay, I know how to love myself. And so loving my neighbor as myself, okay, it's a bit of a challenge. But the reality is that we can only know what it means to love ourselves by pouring ourselves out to the end for God and giving ourselves away for the good of those around us. That's where we find our life. That's where we find our purpose. That's where we find our peace. So, my friends, in Christ, through Christ, with him, and in him, pour yourself out for God. Make him the very center of not just your life generally, but each and everything that you do. Everything for his glory. Everything for him and his plan and his purpose. And then give yourselves away with reckless abandon. Don't think of holding anything back for yourself. And there you will find your life, your purpose, and your peace.